Marcus Mabry is international business editor for the New York Times, and more Americans are collecting unemployment now than at any time in the last 26 years. That means that states which give out the funds are under the gun to make payments to people who've lost work. In Michigan, for example, they've already exhausted their funds and they're in debt for $340 million. So how are other states going to handle the rising tide of the newly unemployed? For answer, we turn to Sujit Kanagaratne. He's senior fiscal analyst at the Council for State Governments. Welcome to News and Notes.
Hey, Fry.
So give us the big picture of what states are facing.
Right. This is one more element in a series of factors that are buffeting state finances very severely. And I'm talking about expenditures related to healthcare, education, public pensions, transportation, infrastructure, and emergency management. And, you know, since the last recession, the 2001 recession, states never really recovered from that in terms of their revenue uptick. I mean, they did improve, but the numbers never really got to the pre-2001 levels. And unemployment trust funds, even back then, were in pretty bad shape. And what happened was, unfortunately, they did not get replenished during the interim years when revenues actually improved marginally in 2004 and 2005. So now, when we are looking at some pretty unprecedented numbers of folks going on the unemployment line, we see state unemployment funds coming under increasing pressure to deal with these requests for unemployment payments.
Is it possible that
right.
we will see widespread numbers of people not able to get benefits, even if they'd paid into the system, or is that just not going to happen?
Well, what is happening now, Farai, is that you have states reacting to this scenario where their unemployment trust funds are pretty rapidly depleting. A number of states are going to have automatic tax increases. In other words, these states will automatically raise the taxes on employers when their funds drop below a certain level. And come January 1, 2009, you'll see at least a dozen states going ahead with that. And states like Maryland, Michigan, for instance, for sure, and California are already doing so or even considering these increases even before the January 1 deadline. The other important thing to consider is the approval by Congress a couple of weeks ago to extend the unemployment benefits. This is the federal portion of that, so that's going to happen beyond the 26-week maximum by 7 weeks, plus an additional 13 weeks in states where unemployment is higher than 6%. So you see that happening as well. But already there are a number of states signaling that they're going to start increasing their unemployment taxes.
All right. There are some success stories. Can you tell us about one of those?
Yeah, sure. And in fact, one of the useful ways of measuring a trust fund solvency is a measure that looks at the number of years a state could pay unemployment insurance benefit at peak recessionary levels. Now, on the top of the pile, you have a number of states, and for instance, Hawaii is right on top there. Hawaii, New Mexico, Mississippi, Maine, Washington State are the top five in terms of their ability to pay unemployment benefits at a peak recessionary level. And then, obviously, at the other end of the spectrum, Michigan, as you mentioned, it occupies the bottom of the pile. You got New York, Ohio, Missouri, and New Jersey occupying the bottom five. And this is based on federal data as of September 30, 2008.
On a practical level,
right.
If you are someone who is coming out of high school looking to make a smart career choice or just looking around for new options, where do you look?
Education, 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 as they say. And, you know, the more you can focus on building your technical and your technological skills, the better you're going to be able to face the onslaught of competition that's not only coming from the rest of the country, but also from overseas. And you see a number of states that have embarked on this. And there are two examples that I'll cite. For instance, the automobile industry in the South. You know, the auto industry has been in the news of late, a whole bunch of times lately, and the focus has been obviously on the big three in Michigan and Ohio and Indiana. But here in the South, we have a number of foreign automakers that have set up shop in a series of southern states that are actually flourishing, you know, generating high-tech, high-wage jobs, for thousands and thousands of direct and indirect employees, bringing in, you know, billions of revenue in terms of economic impact and other positive features. Another good example is what is happening in a location, Kannapolis, North Carolina, about 30 miles east of Charlotte, where a former textile factory, a Pilotex factory that closed about 5 years ago, has now been reconverted into a biotech hub. This is a $1.5 billion, 350-acre biotech hub that will eventually employ something like 30,000 direct and indirect employees. Again, high-tech highway jobs. So we have to be prepared to take on these challenges in terms of our economic image, in terms of our profile, and the secret there is the education component.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to hear some good news. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We were speaking to Sujit Kanagaratne, Senior Fiscal Analyst at the Council of State Governments.